For more information, visit our website www.eagleeyeopener.com. Email us at info@eagleeyeopener.com. God bless you.
Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There is not a friend like the Lord Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you that Jesus knows all the manipulations. Jesus knows all your captivity. He knows all the areas that the devil has held you captive. And I tell you, he is out to give the devil technical knockout in your life. He is out to frustrate all the efforts of the devil and set you at liberty. And so I want to tell you that God is automatic. God is authentic. God is authoritative. God is superseding. God is supernatural. He is an impossibility specialist. His story is beyond human comprehension. He is the great I am. He is the highest order. He is out to set you free from all the manipulations and the captivity of the enemy. I am known and addressed as Mrs. Grace Onyejeka, formerly known as Sister Grace Iwere, the former Nigerian girl that lived in the Indian Ocean for 17 and a half years. And for these 17 and a half years, I fed on human blood, human urine, and human flesh raw. And I was initiated to be a special marine agent. And the Queen of the Coast told me that this would require me having my residence in the water world. I was born 1970, and from the age of 2, I began to disappear from this planet. I tell us something happened in my life. My mother initiated me into the world in the water. She initiated me to a demon called the Queen of the Coast, who is half a fish and half a human being. She could impersonate to either with her impersonative powers. After my mother initiated me to the Queen of the Coast, the Queen of the Coast later introduced me to the Queen of the Indian Sea. And these demons influenced my life. I began to behave quite abnormal. I began to act in a way that is unseemly. Because I was possessed. I tell us, God never created me to be so. He created me to be soft, accommodative, and receptive. But because I was possessed and influenced by the forces of darkness, I began to behave abnormal. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, bring up a child in the way he should go, so that when the child is old, the child will not depart from him. Why? It is because there are forces of darkness that militate against us. The Bible said that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world. So you need to find refuge in Jesus so that these forces of darkness will not influence your life. I will remain in the house. The Queen of the Coast will appear. She comes, if I was talking with any human being, I would be excommunicated immediately. The atmosphere will change, the way I will look, the way I talk, you will know that something is wrong with this girl. The Queen of the Coast will rub concussion all over me. She will chant incantations and tie both of us together, and we will disappear from the house. As we disappear, we appear in the world, in the water. And as you enter, the water will not touch your clothes because your body has been transformed. We are going right inside the ocean. We passed the first physical sea, but we are still going right inside. There we saw demons that were hiding under the rocks. And it was not easy for us to penetrate, but because I was with the Queen of the Coast, who is known as the matron of the sea, we were permitted to enter. We were still going right inside. There we met another bigger underground ocean. We were still going right inside. There we appeared in a different world altogether. It is now I begin to understand why Jesus said that all authorities in heaven, all authorities on earth, and all authorities beneath the earth have been given unto him. I tell us there are forces of darkness that live beneath the earth. We appeared there and she took me around the kingdoms and showed me kingdoms in the water. And she said, if I will only abide by their rules and regulations, that everything that I needed was going to be mine. But I want to tell us that the devil himself have got no free gift for anyone. He only believes in corrupting people for destruction. The Bible says he has come to steal, kill and destroy. But it is only Jesus of Nazareth who has come with a gift for mankind, that we might have life and have it in every aspect of life. And so you need Jesus so that you can have life. After they showed me kingdoms in the water, I still reappeared physically again. And as I will come out, people will be scared. People will become afraid because they say that this girl is not a human being. She is a demon incarnate. I don't talk with human beings. When I appeared from the water, I just walked straight to the graveyard. You see how the devil has isolated me, removed me from discussing with human beings. Instead of me to talk with human beings, I talk with snakes. I sleep in the graveyard. God never created me to be so. He created me to be accommodative and receptive. I went back to the house and I will not talk with anybody because I was possessed. I tell us today in our society, there are a lot of influenced lives and they behave anyhow they like and will feel it is a way of life. The Bible says that there is a way that is looking good and attractive unto a man, but the end of that road is eternal destruction. I tell us, my mother is bearing her consequence in hell. If you as a parent will neglect this obligation of bringing up your child in the fear of God, if that child die walking with the devil, the blood of that child will be required from your hand. After a while, the queen of the coast appeared again. She told me that all the demons are ready for my coming. She tied both of us together, chanted incantations, rubbed concussions all over me, and we disappeared. As we appeared in the world, in the water, they have electrified everywhere. The whole place was looking very beautiful. Why? Because the soul had been kidnapped for destruction. That is the business of the devil. He's going about like a thief, looking whom to devour. And I said, Jesus is in your life. There is every tendency that the devil will captivate your soul. When I appeared there, they have invited international demons, local demons and federal demons. They've invited different kind of snakes and different kind of animals that somebody has returned home for destruction, God's property. As I got there, they told me that I will enter into another underground house. And as you enter, you will enter with your back. That is to tell us that the devil is a thief. I followed my back and I entered gradually. When I entered, I saw human beings like me sitting down, intimidated, confused, and dumbfounded. Why? Because the devil has held them captive. They are under the authority and government of the devil. They have no say of their own. It is what the devil tells them to do, that is what they do. If he tells them to smoke, they smoke. If he tells them to fornicate, they fornicate. Whatever he tells them to do is what they do. Why? Because they are under his government. I tell us today, a lot of people are under the government of the devil. They are right inside his pocket. He can squeeze them. He can do whatever he likes. Why? Because he is in full control. Why not surrender your life to Jesus and let him become your captain? When I got there, I wanted to sit down. They said, hey, don't sit down. They gave me a sign. They told me that I was initiated to be a special marine agent. And so they would want to give me a special seat. When I sat down, I saw a head without legs distributing blood. And each of the people that sat down were given a cup for blood. They were distributing blood and they were drinking and had never seen people drink blood before. When it got to my turn, they brought blood. I said, no, in my village, we don't drink blood. Give me water to drink. When they saw I insisted, they influenced me supernaturally. And when I was influenced supernaturally, those things I could not do naturally, I saw myself doing them supernaturally. I went and carried the blood myself and I began to drink. I tell us, as soon as I drank blood, I was transformed. I became half a spirit and half a human being. I tell us, there is life and power in blood. And so they have devised means, physically and spiritually, to get blood. And accept Jesus in your life. And accept Jesus is in your life. You can fall victim. They have gotten international blood banks where this blood are stored for consumption. And so you need Jesus so that you will be free from the hand of the enemy. There are those that their blood is very sweet in the mouth of the devil. Those who have neglected the authority of Jesus in their life, their blood is very, very sweet in the mouth of the devil. He can drink it anyhow he likes. But there are those whom the devil cannot taste their blood. These ones have been redeemed from the curse of the law. The Bible says that they are peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. These people, their blood is imported from heaven. And their blood is very bitter, and the devil cannot taste it with his mouth. It can only happen like this when you have surrendered your totality to Jesus. They drink blood. When they drink blood, they can perform any kind of wickedness. The devil told me that they held a meeting on how to drink blood. They say that if they drink blood, God will be offended. And so they have decided to feed on the blood of man so that God will be anointed. And so they have devised means to drink blood. After when I drank blood, the devil pressed a computer, and at my sight there, a red, nice, executive official chair appeared, and I was asked to sit down on that chair. When I sat down, I felt very excited and so thrilled in my spirit, because I felt that I had returned home. I felt in my spirit that this is the right place that I'm supposed to be born and not to my wretched father. I felt then relaxed, but I never knew that I was treading on a dangerous spot. The Bible said that there is a way that is looking good unto a man, but the end of that road is eternal destruction. After when I drank blood, they gave me 24 golden rings to swallow. And they told me that these rings signify keeping every secret secret. They said anything you see, anything you eat, anything you touch should be kept secret. The day you reveal an iota of it, that is going to be the end of your life. So I made sure that I was not tempted to talk. I made sure that I kept every secret tight. But I want to tell us today that nothing about the devil is hidden. The Bible says that Jesus Christ of Nazareth had made an open show of the devil on the cross, triumphing over him. And so nothing about him is hidden. He said, the day you talk, that is going to be the end of your life. If you are here and you are hearing my voice, and the devil may have given you one thing or the other to drink or to swallow, and you think that any day you expose them, that that's going to be the end of your life, I want to tell you today that you will not die. The Bible said that you will not die, but you will live and declare the works of God. I tell us, since I repented, I have visited almost all the states in Nigeria, exposing the devil without apology. I expose him without fear and without hesitation, because I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You will not die. All you need to do is to consider Jesus in your life. After when I swallowed this ring, they gave me a snake demon water to drink. When I drank it, I began to hear snake demon language. So they gave me 250 snakes to guide me. And they gave me the one that I swallowed in my stomach, and I will be moving around like a human being, but with snakes living inside me. Snakes serve as my pillow. There are a lot of people today in our society when they sleep in the dreamland. The only place you will find them is sitting down on top of a python. And the python will carry them around the whole sea and will return them to the seashore. And in the morning, they will wake up like human beings. But you don't know that they are special agents of the devil. After this, the queen of the coast brought a sharp razor blade and cut all over me and told me that that was a blood covenant. She sucked my blood and she said nothing of any kind will be able to separate me from her. But I tell us, the day Jesus came inside my life, he disconnected me from the queen of the coast. And I tell you, Jesus is living inside me, not the queen of the coast. And so if you will allow Jesus to come inside you, everything that is not of God, the Bible says God will uproot them in the name of Jesus. After that, the devil told me that a good qualified agent of the devil is supposed to laugh once in a year. He said that they do that because when you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, there is no place where the Bible says Jesus laughed. And they said that was to show the gravity of seriousness in him. So they said they will not laugh to show the degree of wickedness in them. They believed that if you laugh, you can be sympathetic. So every time you harden your heart, so that you can perform wickedness. When they told me this, they told me that they would want to invoke my heart out and hide it under a stone so that I can function effectively. You know, they know that a woman is flexible and soft. And they say because of my flexibility, I may not be able to function effectively. So they invited 850 snakes, invited 850 international demons to come and roll up a stone where my heart would be hidden under. And I tell us, when they rolled up the stone, I saw the heart of human beings hidden under the stones. That is why today in our society, you see a lot of people that have a hardened heart, a sealed conscience, and a polluted spirit. It is because the devil has succeeded to hide their hearts under the stone. They are in the church. Very stubborn. They are not ready to agree. It is because their hearts have been hidden under the stone. When my heart was hidden under the stone, I began to hate people unnecessarily. I don't laugh with anybody because they told me that I would only laugh once in a year. The devil told me that anytime they approach September, October, November, December, that in the spirit world they will send an accident rate that 6,000 people must die. And because of this, they will send their agents on errands and they will begin to cause accidents here and there. And I tell us, the increase of accident in this period of time is always alarming because they send their agents, and at this time there is always a free flow of blood to their blood banks in the spirit world. I tell us, there are banks where blood are stored. And so if you don't have Jesus in your life, through one way or the other, they could get your blood to the spirit world. We are living in a demon infested world. The Bible said that the devil is the god of this world. And so if Jesus is not in your life, the devil can do whatsoever he likes with you. The devil also told me that most of the people that I hear die, that I do not know how they die. Most of them are spiritual caves. You see somebody moving on the road, but you don't know that that person is dead already. He told me that they have gotten three ways to kill people. And all these ways are by invocation. Number one, if you don't have Jesus in your life, they will invoke your spirit inside a coffin. And even when you are alive, they can invoke your spirit inside a coffin and you'll be beaten like a dog. Why? Because your spirit has been locked up. And they will begin to carry you from one hospital to the other. No hospital can treat a spiritual case. Except God intervenes in your life, the devil will just succeed to ruin your destiny. Number two, they will invoke your spirit on a mirror. And wherever you are, if you don't have the mark of Jesus in your life, your spirit will appear on the mirror. And they will use a sharp knife and strike on it, and blood will begin to flow. And wherever you are on this planet, you just die like a foolish man. Die like a coward. Why? Because you have neglected Jesus, who will give you every security and protection that you need. Number three, they will invoke your spirit inside a bottle. They will pour blood and acid on it and set it on fire. These things will be burning spiritually. And the resultant effect is that your body will be very hot physically. Why? Because you are set on fire in the spirit. And they will begin to carry you from one place to the other. Except God comes down, you will die and go to hell. And your destiny has been ruined forever. After when they showed me how to submit people, the devil told me, he said, now we want you to call somebody that you know. I remembered one girl. This girl, I hated her for no reason. She never did anything to me. But she was a consecrated, devoted child of God. When she prays, she gives the devil mental agony. When she prays, there is always a shaking in the land. And I've been trying all that I could to make sure that I destroy this girl, but all of my attempts proved abortive. And so when I got to the water wall, I decided that I was going to destroy her life. They brought a mirror, lighted a blue candle, brought some cubes of sugar and some beautiful flowers, and I wore a red garment with a sharp knife in my hand, and I knelt down in front of the mirror and I began to invoke the spirit of this girl. It was very difficult, very, very hard. It is not advisable and it is not good for the spirit of a born-again Christian to appear on a mirror. If it appears, God wants to show the devil that only him is God. God wants to slap the devil and frustrate all his efforts. It is not good for the spirit of a born-again Christian to appear on a mirror. But sometimes God allows events to happen so that he will be glorified. So I knelt down in front of the mirror and demons stood round about me waiting for blood. Then I raised up my hand. I tell us, as I raised up my hand, I believe that God in heaven was also at work. The Bible said that his eyes ran to and fro beholding his people. The Bible said that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. No matter how they are fashioned and designed, whether they are fashioned in Kladman, whether they are fashioned in the graveyard, whether they are fashioned in the bush, whether it is under the water, wherever the weapon is fashioned, the Bible said no weapon that is formed against you, a child of God, shall prosper. The Bible said that they will surely gather, but because if they are not gathering for God, they will fall for your sake. I believe that as I raised up my hand to stab this born-again Christian on the mirror, God was also at a lie. The Bible said that he will not allow any evil to come near your dwelling place. As I raised up my hand to stab on the mirror, the God of Elijah. The Bible said that Elijah called him on Mount Carmel and he came down with fire. He has not changed. He is your God and he will fight all your invisible battles. As I raised up my hand, I was about to strike. Something spectacular happened. It was very horrible. It was my first experience in my life. I saw fire come down from heaven. Fire appeared on the mirror and scattered the mirror. And all the demons that were standing round about waiting for blood, all of them withdrew. Hey, the Bible says that God will prepare your table in the presence of your enemy. And if he's preparing your table in the presence of your enemy, he has made protection. Nothing of the enemy will penetrate where you are. All the demons that were waiting for blood, all of them were drilled because there was trouble. And after that, the devil called me and said, come, who asked you to call this kind of person here? I said, well, you say I should call anybody I know, and this is the girl I know. The devil held my ear very tight. He said, hey, you have to be very, very careful. You should be spiritually sensitive. There are people you don't have to call their names. These people have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You don't need to mention their names. I said, why? He told me that on their forehead it is written, don't touch. He said, on their chest it is written, don't touch. At their back it is written, don't touch. The Bible said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. The devil told me that these people have been marked spiritually. Why? Because of the fire of the Holy Ghost that is burning in their life. And so I want to assure you today that if you're a born-again Christian, that you were covered with a peculiar fire. It is fire from the throne of God. Fire that cannot be destroyed by the devil. When you are covered with this fire, no witch will fly across your roof. No witch will scratch your body when you are sleeping on the bed. Because the fire will burn on your roof, it will burn on your windows and on your doors. If this fire is burning in your business, places, wicked people will not come near your store. It is only those who have accepted Jesus in their life that this fire is burning on their lives. And so if you just go to church and have not had any encounter with Jesus, forget about the fire. It is the fire of the Holy Ghost. That will continue. And as it continues, no evil shall come near your dwelling place. The devil warned me strictly and said, I should be careful the type of people that I call here. Mammon spirit, be careful. Witches and wizards, be careful. If you don't want to die, don't call those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The devil was not satisfied with what happened because there was fire. He said, we want you to call another person again. I remember one religious woman. This woman, every Sunday she goes to church. She is known in the church, recognized and accepted in the church. But something about her is that she had never had a direct contact with Jesus. And so there was no protection, no fire that is covering her. They brought another mirror in front of me, set the place, and all the demons stood round about me. And I was in the center with a sharp knife. I knelt down and began to invoke the spirit of this woman. And immediately her spirit appeared on the mirror. There was no hindrance on the way. As it appeared, I used a sharp knife and strike on the mirror, and blood began to flow. And all the demons, they licked the blood on the mirror, and I also drank the blood. And this woman just died like a foolish woman. Why? Because she has neglected Jesus. Now you can identify the difference between those who are born again and those who just go to church. It is not enough to go to church. You need to be covered with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And when this fire is burning in your life, I tell you, you are more than conquerors. There is need for you to be full of power. There is need for you to be full of vitality and dynamism. There is need that when demons see you, they should tremble. There is need for the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn in your life. When you are like this, you are more than conquerors forever. In Jesus' name. The devil told me that there are two classes of human beings in existence, and that these people will be visualized on a mirror. The first people I saw on the mirror, these people were dressed in 45 military uniform with bullets all around them. And all they need to do is to call a name. When they call that name, there is always powerful explosions in the spirit world. And so the devil told me that these people are mad people. He told me that a madman is never afraid. A madman is never ashamed. That is the characteristics of a madman. So he said that the Christians are mad people. Why? Because they can penetrate into his kingdom and call the name of Jesus and kidnap people by force from his territory. When they call the name of Jesus, there is always a shaking in the land. Because that name is full of power. That name is so authoritative. When you begin to call that name in your troubles, when you begin to call that name in your life, I tell you, all that God has not planted in your life will be uprooted in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we should not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but we should be filled with the Holy Ghost. When you are intoxicated in the Holy Ghost, you can make decrees and they come to reality. When you are intoxicated in the Holy Ghost, you will become a spiritual troublemaker. And I know that as this will begin to happen in your life, the devil will begin to run away from you in the name of Jesus. These were the first set of people I saw. The other people I saw, nothing gave them for a coverage. They were just flying like a paper. And the devil brought a handkerchief. He told me that these people are handkerchiefs in his pocket. He can squeeze them. He can use them to clean his face. He can do whatever he likes with them. Why? Because they are right inside his pocket. Today you can refuse to be a handkerchief in the pocket of the devil by identifying Jesus into your life. And I tell you, when Jesus comes into your life, he will give the devil a technical knockout, and you will be set free from your captivity in the name of Jesus. These were the people I saw on the mirror. The devil began to teach me a lot of things. I began to invoke human beings. When I submitted 150 souls, I was identified as a secretary to the Queen of the Courts. And I was made a secretary while I was 9 years old. I was made a secretary to host meetings, how to attack the born-again Christians, and how to get blood. I told those that in the spirit world, they don't feed on any other thing than blood. And when they feed on blood, they become powerful in oppression. When they feed on blood, they can do any type of thing. Why? Because there is life in blood. Remember when Cain killed Abel in the woods, the Bible said that the blood cried out to God. And so those of you in the night, you turn to pussycat, you change to cockroach, you change to rat, you disappear and begin to scratch people and get blood. If you don't change, as you are hearing the sound of my voice, if you don't stop on your bed, fire will burn you to death in Jesus' name.
They have devised means to get blood because it is the only food that is eaten in the world, in the water. When they want to get blood, they gather on the land to host the meeting. When they gather on the land, they will start with the Bible. They will quote Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. There the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. They will turn it upside down and they will say, ask for their blood, you will get it. Seek, you will find it. Knock for the door of accident, they must open. And so they have devised means to get blood, both physical means and spiritual means, so that they can excel in wickedness. When they gather and on the air, it is how to attack the born-again Christian. Why? It is because the devil is jealous of the type of power that they possess. When they gather in the air, they will also start with a Bible. They will open Psalm 133, verse 1. There the Bible said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But they will say, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for demons to dwell together in a conducive atmosphere. They know that there is power in being one. The Bible says, if two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be established. They know that there is power in unity, and that is why they try to cause segregation in the church of God. They try to cause confusion so that something will not happen. But I tell us today, as you will begin to agree, and as you begin to make decrees, something will begin to happen in the name of Jesus. Just agree with your brother, agree with your sister, and as you do that, God will back you up in the name of Jesus. The devil is jealous of the type of power that the Christians possess. He became confused. He decided to go and weigh the power that they possess. He weighed it in his computer and he came out and said that the Christians are weighing 100 degrees Celsius automatic. And I tell us, when a Christian is weighing like this, according to the devil, the degree of the fire of the Holy Ghost in that Christian is great. That Christian could make decrees and it will come to reality. That Christian is able to climb a slippery ladder in the spirit world, which no demon can climb, and subdue wickedness in their rank. This fire, when it's burning in their life, there was called confusion in the kingdom of the devil. So the devil said, I must reduce this fire. And I tell us, a lot of us Christians have succeeded to assist the devil to quench this fire by introducing the spirit of doesn't matter. I can dress anyhow I like and go to church, it doesn't matter. I can paint my fingers, paint my mouth, wear trousers to the church. God does not look at all those things, he looks at the heart. Who told you? The Bible says we should not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That is what the Bible says. So it matters. And I want to tell us that heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. It is not for it doesn't matter people. It is a narrow gated way. And I tell us it will not accommodate you with your loads. It matters so much. And it was as a result of the spirit of it doesn't matter that a meeting was held at Burkina Faso in April 16, 1984. The theme of the meeting was to abuse God's mentality and personality. They deliberated on the meeting and arrived at a conclusion. And they said they were going to introduce frying of hair into the church of God. People trying to change the handwork of God. And they begin to call God an imperfect creator. God, who gave us this type of hair, knows that it is good for us. The Bible said that every good and perfect gift comes from above. But the devil has instigated people and influenced their life to say, it doesn't mean anything. I can paint my finger, I can do anyhow I like and go to church. I want to tell you, if you don't repent, no matter the degree of your spirituality, no matter how you speak in tongues, if you don't live the way God has asked you to live, you will not make heaven. The spirit of it doesn't matter will make a lot of people not to read the word of God. It doesn't matter. All that God is looking is inside the heart. Don't you know that the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaketh. You will show whom you are by the things you do. it matters so much. I pray that God will help us and will deliver us from the spirit of it doesn't matter in the name of Jesus. This chemical that they use to fry hair, they manufacture them in the water, and it is dedicated to the queen of the coast, who is known as the matron of the sea. And this attachment that women use on the hair, it is a snake demon hair called Orebo. When you use these things on yourself, you attract snake demons to yourself. And when trouble will begin to happen in your life, you begin to run helter-skelter and begin to look for help. When you are the cause of the trouble in your life. Most of the things that women paint in their mouth, it is blood that they use to manufacture them in the water. Because the world in the water is known as a home of fashion and cosmetics. They introduce all these things to deceive people from God. And I tell us, when a Christian is so interested on how to beautify and fashionize herself, there is every tendency that the fire of the Holy Ghost will reduce in her life. Because all her attention will be concentrated on how to make herself beautiful so that she will look attractive and seducing. Repent. And I know that as you repent, God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. They gather in the air when they're against the born-again Christians. They gather on the land when they want to get blood. I told us that they will quote a Bible, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. They have devised means to get blood. When I have not repented, I was also a medium with which the devil used to drain blood from men. I was an agent of the devil. Lived in the water for 17 and a half years, and for these years, I was going around looking for blood for the devil. There are vessels that the devil passes to get this blood. They are both male and female counterparts. But the devil uses female so much because of their flexibility. In the spirit world, if you're a female agent of the devil, they will take you to their lab. They will give you an injection that will make you sleep. And then they will fix in a tube in your private part. They will put a snake inside and will invoke four international sex demons. They will also inject a toxin in you so that you can sleep with 100 men. You will never be tired. All is to get blood. So when I was there, they fixed all these things inside me so that I will be well equipped to get blood. And then if you are not very beautiful, they will take you to their makeup room. They will make it off, and then you will appear attractive and seducing. You discover that even when the agents of the devil are making up, Christians are making up. Competition between darkness and light. They fix all these things inside me so that I can get blood. After when they did all these things, I appeared physically. And when you see me on the road, you will say, oh, look at this small girl. But I am an agent of the devil on assignment. I tell us, not all the people you see on the road are human beings. They are demon incarnate. They are impersonated spirits. They are moving about like human beings. They enter the same car you enter. Laugh the way you laugh. Go to the same market you go. But they are agents of the devil on assignment. They are out to get blood. And so that is why you need Jesus. We are living in a polluted world. I came out and I stood on the road. And I tell us, these connections have been made spiritually so that men will agree to pick them on the road so that they can get blood. I stood on the road and one man was driving along. When he saw me, he stopped. I did not tell him to stop. He just stopped and he said, hello girl, can you accompany me to the hotel? I said, come on, no problem, let's go. He opened his car, I entered, he was very excited. In fact, there was a magnitude of joy in him because he felt he had picked a woman. These men, they cannot stay without a woman. On the stairway, they're thinking about a woman. In the office, in the house, everything they do is about a woman. And this man picked me up and I said, don't take me to the hotel, take me to your house. Took me to his house. He was very happy. Never knew that he has picked an agent of darkness. He took me to the house and he said, feel free. Everything in the house is your own. He went and brought some drink. He drank and was intoxicated. When he finished drinking, he said, come on, let's go inside. You know what I did? I first of all entered inside and asked him to come. I undressed myself and laid on the bed and I said, come. When he came, I told him to off all the light. He said, no, he doesn't like to sleep with a woman without light. As he came to the bed, I made sure that I locked the windows and the doors spiritually so that no physical key would open them. I tell you, if the devil would want to torment you, he would torment you to the core. I told him to off the light, he refused. When he refused, I just blinked my eyes. The light quenched everywhere in the room. He jumped up from the bed and ran outside. When he ran outside, every other surrounding light was on. He began to abuse NEPA people. He never knew that the NEPA controlling his light is in his room. He went and brought lamp and cake. I said, please, off the lamp. He said, what do you mean? I said, no, just off the lamp. When he refused, closed my eyes again, the lamp quenched. He was a very stubborn man. He insisted on putting on the lamp. I kept quiet. He never knew that these things were happening spiritually. The Bible said that a carnal man cannot understand the things of the spirit because they are spiritually discerned. A lot of people are blind. They don't know what is happening to their life. I tell us, that woman you are pulling with, that man you are going out with, may be an agent of the devil sent directly to drain all the blood in your life. That man may be an agent of the devil that has been sent to ruin your destiny and put disease in you so that you will die and go to hell. They did all these things in me, and I was out for an assignment for the devil. He came to the bed and did all that he did, and with the aid of the tube in me and with the snake inside me, I drained a lot of his blood. And after the exercise, he was very weak and he laid on the bed. And then I stood up and sat down and began to chant incantations. I began to invoke demons inside the room. I called what I want to change to. I spelled it on the ground. After incantation, I changed to a skeleton. When this man opened his eyes, he never saw a woman again. He saw bones. I tell you, if you will not stop, one day you will carry a snake. One day you will carry a skeleton in the name of Jesus. This man jumped up from the bed and ran to the door. Everywhere was locked because the whole place had been locked up spiritually. I stood up from the bed and I went to where he was. I used my hand and touched him. He shouted and shouted. I called him. I said, do you know you're a stupid man? He said, yes, sir, I'm a stupid man. I said, do you want a woman again? He said, no, I don't want a woman again. Because a woman has become a bone. Not everybody you see on the road are human beings. There are demon incarnates. They are moving about like human beings, but they are agents of the devil on assignment. After some time, I changed again and I said, hey, stupid man, put me in your car and go and drop me where you pick me. And I said, give me so amount of money. He gave me, went and dropped me where he picked me. There was also a case of a girl who her auntie gave some money to go to the market to buy items for food. As this girl was going to the market, a man with beard beckoned on her and she ran. The man gave her some money and gave her his complimentary card and said, please, I want you to trust me. You see these men on flashy cars, you don't know how they got their money, you are running after them. It will lead you to the grave. This girl went to the market and bought things and sent them to the house. She refused to cook them. She ran to trace that man. As she got to the house, the man was sitting down in a furnished parlor. And then she sat down. The man said, feel free, everything in the house is your own. The man asked her, what do you like to eat? She said, I like to eat chicken. I tell us, chicken has transformed a lot of lives into snakes. Chicken has sent a lot of lives into grave. Chicken that you can go to the market and buy with your money and eat. But because you are running after men, the devil will have also used that medium to destroy your life. The man said, go to the fridge, take as many as you want and eat. She went and took some and ate. And she said, that's very good. When she finished eating, the man said, please go to the room, undress yourself, and wait for me. No problem. Don't shout. Everything is in order. She quickly ran to the bedroom, undressed herself, removed her clothes and hung them on the wardrobe that was in the room. And then she laid down waiting for the man. As she was lying down expectantly, the snake came and began to perform what the man was supposed to do. And this girl was screaming and shivering and afraid on the bed because she saw a big snake. It is not even that the snake finished the exercise and left her. The snake finished and entered into this girl, and this girl became unconscious. And by this time, her auntie was looking for her everywhere. Her auntie never knew she was blasting somewhere eating chicken. They were looking for this girl everywhere. And finally, they saw her lying down naked in the graveyard. Her clothes that she removed and hung on the wardrobe that was in the room was hung in one of the trees in the graveyard. Never knew that the house was invoked. And the man was an agent of the devil. I tell us there are men who have exchanged their genital organ for snakes. And that is the people you are running after because of money. It will lead you to the grave. And it will make you to become eternally destroyed. And as you're hearing the sound of my voice, I pray that God will deliver you and will set you free in the name of Jesus. This girl became unconscious. They have been carrying her everywhere to many places for deliverance, but the snake cannot come out of her. You see her, she will paint her face, paint her fingers, wear trousers and walk on the road. Any man that picks her and sleeps with her, she will change to a snake. I tell us that was the kind of life I lived. And the devil used me to get a lot of blood. But today, Jesus is living inside me, and he will use me to kidnap people from the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus.
For more information, visit our website www.eagleeyeopener.com. Email us at info@eagleeyeopener.com. God bless you.